No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
So hello and welcome to this Brass Tacks podcast. I'm Zucker Jacob. It's weeknights 9:25 on CNN News 18. With me, as always, Ansuya Kumar. Welcome back after this break.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the Delhi weather really did get me down for the last few days.
And we've missed quite a bit while you were gone. I mean, there's a dramatic new development in Maharashtra.
Absolutely. And if the last 2 days we did not witness enough twists and turns, the biggest has come just now. The news that we broke just a few minutes back is that Ajit Pawar has now been, taken off of all this irrigation scam. They're saying that he had no role to play in it.
So while the story broke about an hour or so ago, now that I think there seems to be some backpedaling by the ACB, the Anti-Corruption Bureau, that there are numerous cases, only 9 of them involve Ajit Pawar. And now we're being told by the news agency ANI that some of these cases don't involve Ajit Pawar himself. So anyway, be that as it may, I think the big development, of course, was the Supreme Court today reserving its order in the petition by the Shiv Sena, NCP and Congress. Tomorrow morning, 10:30, that's Tuesday morning, 10:30, we'll get the final order from the Supreme Court on what to do about the floor test. The prayer from the government side has been, that the court should not pass any interim order, and the court has really no authority over the governor's decision. Essentially, the court is looking at two things. One, what is the basis on which the governor decided to invite Devendra Fadnavis? Did he have the letters of support as was claimed? And B, did the governor act within the constitutional
because
framework?
Because all of this did happen in a bit of a hushed manner, so to say. Because it's 5:47, president's rule is removed.
Yeah.
8 a.m., suddenly out of nowhere, Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar take oath.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, that is the most stark thing, right? That's the thing that stands out. What was the pressing hurry? Why do this literally, at night, almost by stealth? Why revoke the president's rule at 5:47 in the morning and the oath of office is administered at 7:45, 7:50? Which, interestingly, was not part of the writ petition by the Shiv Sena, NCP and the Congress. They were simply challenging that A, this decision was not within the framework of the Constitution. Right. B, they wanted express instructions to hold a floor test immediately. So it's interesting why they didn't put that aspect in the petition. But anyway, having said that, we'll know tomorrow one way or the other what the court's mind is and what the court's reading is on this matter.
So Fadnavis has, of course, gotten another 24-hour breather as such for this entire floor test, because the Supreme Court has clearly said that even tomorrow, when this order comes out, they're not going to give any directions as far as the floor test is concerned.
Well, look, in past cases, they have reduced the time in Karnataka, most notably from, I think, 2 weeks to 48 hours. So if you go by past precedent, it is possible that the court expedites the floor test. There have been instances in the past where the court has also given instructions. In Uttarakhand, famously in 2017, there was a court-appointed observer to oversee the proceedings of the trust vote. In Karnataka, the court had appointed a pro tem speaker on the recommendation of the secretariat, and that pro tem speaker then oversaw the floor vote. So I think it's really up to the court. They can decide to expedite the floor test if they want, which is one of the pleas made by the petitioners. They can choose not to expedite it and say, okay, Fadnavis has time till Saturday, so let him prove it anytime before Saturday. But I think net-net, two things are clear. One, this so-called split within the NCP, increasingly it seems like the numbers are coming back to Mr. Senior Pawar's stable.
Essentially what they're saying is, well, the BJP is claiming that they have about 170 if they include all 54 MLAs of the NCP.
So
the Congress, Shiv Sena and NCP, on the other hand, are saying that we have 154.
Yeah, which is just adding NCP, Congress plus Shiv Sena. I think they have a few other independents as well. It goes up to about 162. But I think net-net, what this will boil down to is simply this. Who is the real leader of the NCP? And by leader, I mean explicitly who is the legislature party leader.
Yeah.
That will have to be decided by the Speaker. Of course, that decision can be challenged in court. If the Speaker were to decide that Ajit Pawar is the real leader because the governor went as per his letters of support, and if Ajit Pawar is the real leader, then he has the authority, the sole authority, to issue a whip. And the whip cannot then be defied by the MLAs.
Right. They will be disqualified if they
vote against that whip. If, on the other hand, the Speaker decides that Jayant Patil has been appointed as the new LLP, Ajit Pawar has been removed as the LLP, then clearly Jayant Patil has the authority to issue the whip, and that whip will have to be followed by the NCP MLAs. So I think this whole business of horse trading, defections, really doesn't arise because this whole case is going to rest on this
one
moot point.
On this one thing,
it's going to hinge on this one moot point, which is, who is the real legislature party leader of the NCP, which is why Ajit Pawar's counsel today in the court said that he is the real NCP, not the other guys. So let's see how that plays out.
Because technically, if you go by the entire timeline, of course, Ajit Pawar was still the legislative party leader when they took oath on Saturday morning. It's only later in the evening that the news became clear that the NCP has removed him and has appointed Jayant Patil as the legislative party leader. So by that respect, I don't know where the legality stands in that case.
Well, ultimately, I think this matter will also, once the floor test is done, and depending on whoever wins, I think this matter will also go up to the Supreme Court, because what this will then do is it potentially opens up precedents to, you know, other legislature party leaders acting in a completely different manner from the majority opinion of their MLAs. And I think that would be detrimental. That would go against the spirit and the letter of democracy, really, because democracy operates on the principle of majority, whoever has the majority. In this case, again, the NCP's lawyer's claim was that Jayant Patil had, I think, 41 or 42 MLAs when Ajit Pawar was removed as LLP. And Ajit Pawar was acting on his own. The party has punished him. Now there is a new LLP. So I think, like I said, if the speaker, whoever he or she may be, as will be appointed, if that person decides that, yes, Ajit Pawar is the real legislature party leader, I foresee that decision also being challenged in the Supreme Court.
But it's just getting more and more bizarre by the minute, because yesterday evening you had Ajit Pawar tweeting and saying, I am still part of the NCP and together with the BJP, we will form a stable government in Maharashtra. We will provide a stable government in Maharashtra. Minutes later, Sharad Pawar tweets and says, we have nothing to do with the BJP. We will never be associated with the BJP.
Look, we've seen this template being played out, most notably in Karnataka. This was in 2006-07 when there was a rebellion in the JDS. The legislature party went with Kumaraswamy and he decided to hitch his wagons with the BJP. His father, who was the national president and continues to be the national president of the JDS, rebelled and said that he doesn't represent, or his son doesn't represent, the real JDS. The matter went on, but eventually the fact is that Kumaraswamy was chief minister. I think he was chief minister for almost a couple of years. And that sort of, it really was a marker for the JDS, because a party which has the name secular in it, found a reason to ally with the BJP. So it could very well be possible that a similar script is playing itself out in the case of the NCP. This is clearly a watershed in Maharashtra politics, because A, the Saffron Alliance has been broken. The two partners, after 30 years, have parted ways. Now it's a question of what is the foot in the door for the NCP, or at least one section of it, to ally with the BJP and hitch its wagons with the BJP for the foreseeable future. I think this back and forth, this drama, will continue for some weeks and months.
No, and of course, the entire country is talking about whatever's been happening in Maharashtra. So, of course, when Parliament took off again today, this was the main talking point.
Yeah.
And the opposition was saying that this is murder of democracy in Maharashtra.
Well, you know, I've come to the conclusion that I don't think any party here can claim the moral high ground. Some less so and some more so. The fact is that up until Saturday morning, the Congress was also in active talks with the Shiv Sena, a party that they were ideologically and polar opposite to for 30 years.
Yeah, on Friday night, it was pretty much apparent that
Uddhav Thackeray is going to be the chief minister, right? So I don't think, you know, it would be fair to look at politics from the prism of morality. I don't think any party can claim the moral high ground. But yes, constitutionality, you have to. So yes, the governor's decision is under review of the Supreme Court. The court can also decide whether to expedite the floor test. And ultimately, I think numerous court judgments are clear that majority has to be proven on the floor of the House.
Right.
That is where it's got to be proven. It's not going to be in the Raj Bhavan. It's not going to be a parading of MLAs. It has to be on the floor. So I think one sense of finality to this story is going to happen when that floor test happens. And the sooner the better, I think.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big day in the Supreme Court tomorrow. And of course, the drama is expected to continue in Maharashtra. We'll be bringing you all of this and a lot more tonight on Brass Tacks at 9:25 on CNN News 18.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.